F-98-08-17. Becoming aware of his presence. Do you see how just 2 days without entering into my presence and hearing my counsel causes your ears to become dull of hearing? The flesh feeds on self-accomplishment. Your spirit feeds on my accomplishment. Your flesh trusts in self. Your spirit trusts in me. To withdraw yourself from my counsel and from my strength, to substitute labor in the flesh, only strengthens the flesh against my counsel. It is more than simply being a matter of dullness of hearing. If you will be honest, you will admit there is a reduction in your level of confidence that you are even hearing my voice. This is the result of the strengthening of the flesh, by devoting your energy to it rather than spending your time with me and learning to trust in me. Be quick to repent of this error. Most never do. Most never walk in my counsel. Most never walk in my power. As a manifestation of the discerning of spirits, I am speaking into your ear now to let you know, to inform you, that 2 devils have been assigned to you to bring destruction of reasonings. In the spirit, they are shouting doubt and confusion in your spiritual ear with the intent of undermining your confidence in hearing my voice. Right now, I instruct you, speak aloud in the name of Jesus and command these 2 devils to leave you, and I will summarily dismiss them. You will immediately notice a change in your confidence. Gary's notes. I said, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you 2 devils. I command you to leave me. Go now. Then I said to the Holy Spirit, I give witness and testify that I literally felt something leave me. Thank you, thank you. For the record's sake, I must make the observation that when those 2 devils left, it seemed like they left my heart, the chest cavity area, not my mind. This is just an observation, but that's what it felt like. End of Gary's notes. In days to come, you will literally see these spirits. I will open your eyes. This is a progressive walk. Well done, son, to hearken to my voice and obey. Well done. You passed your first assignment to obey instantly without question, and I am pleased. I am the master administrator. I gave Jesus his counsel to know whom to choose as the 12. He did not do it haphazardly, but he listened to my counsel as I pointed out to him, choose this one, reject that one, choose this one, reject that one. He chose the 12 by walking in the light of my counsel. As needed, I will give you counsel precisely, and I will say to you, choose this one, reject that one, choose this one, reject that one. Understand that it was by my direction that he gathered around him those he needed to accomplish the carnal things quickly. Observe in the Gospels how he would send them to bring the donkey and to have the room prepared. He would send them to fetch food from the villages, and he would send them to do many things. Understand that a portion of my service to the sons of God is to counsel them in the administration of all carnal things that must be accomplished, and I will do so with you. Relax, son, relax. You have just begun your walk with me. All things will shortly fall into place now as you walk in step with your counselor. Forget not my admonishment to you that this is the period of catching up. You are now catching up by me taking your thinking back to the beginning of all matters, so that every facet of what the Lord has called you to do shall be established, line upon line, and precept upon precept, as one stone laid upon another. In much the same way that you understand that revelation knowledge comes one stone upon the other, one stone upon the other, until different levels are obtained, with all the walls being erected at a uniform rate, so understand that now, having me as your counsel, all the walls of this ministry which the Lord has called you to shall rise uniformly. It shall not be unbalanced. Everything shall be done according to the mind of him who called you. Know and understand that I am not angry with you because of your seeming lack of confidence that you are truly hearing my voice and not your own thoughts. I know better than you how new and strange and unusual this fellowship is right now to you. Rather than being angry, on the contrary, I am greatly pleased to see that you persevere to become expert at hearing my voice and receiving my counsel. There is no other way. There is no other path. You shall become expert at hearing my voice. As I have already spoken to you, my voice shall become the easiest voice heard, no matter how great the tumult around you. Continue. Continue, son, in these times of fellowship. But as your counselor, I say, let no days pass where we do not commune in heart, where we do not commune in spirit, and where we do not commune in soul. As your counsel, it is needful that I say to you once more, put first and place the highest priority, seeking the path to the next clearing. The carnal pressure causes your mind to turn to the administration of the ministry. The carnal pressure causes you to meditate on those things, rather than the things He has called you to do. As you continue to put first His path for your life, which is what I have already shown you, that is what releases me, more than anything else, to bring all the natural things into order. It is as you seek first His kingdom, the things that He has called you to do, where that alone is the number one desire of your heart, and that is where you focus your energies. Then you release me to bring everything necessary to cause His plan for your life to come to pass. That would include the administration of the ministry. Hearken well to my counsel. Seek first the next clearing. Meditate on those things. Give your vision, your attention, and your energy to arriving there. I will take responsibility for the carnal things. I will give you wisdom that surpasses all that man knows concerning administration. The number one thing you can do now, right now, in order to seek the next clearing, is to practice being aware of my presence all of the time. This may seem like a game to you, but it is of the highest order of reality. It is not frivolous, nor is it non-productive. The most productive thing in your life right now is to become constantly aware that I am with you. In every situation, in every circumstance, all through the day, every day, practice being aware that I am with you. Speak with me as though I am there, for I truly am. Whether you hear me respond or no, practice being aware of my presence. For you see, I am with you whether you are aware of it or not. It is you becoming aware of my presence that causes your expectation for the manifestation of the gifts to be available to you in all situations. Speak to me all through the day. Speak to me as though I were your closest friend, for I truly am. Speak to me as if I were there to help you, for I truly am. We shall commune all during your waking hours. Even in the night seasons, your communion with me shall increase, for I will begin to unfold dreams, revelations, and visions of the Lord to your mind. All of these things come as a fruit of your awareness of my continual presence with you. Studying the gifts profits a little. Becoming aware of my presence accomplishes much. Know and understand that I can accomplish more in a single day for you than you could accomplish yourself in many lifetimes. Releasing my power in every facet of your life comes by your continual awareness, continual fellowship with me, and continual hearkening to the instructions I give you by vision, revelation, and voice. Think not religiously that I am only with you when your performance meets certain standards. I have been with you in your finest hour. I have been with you in your worst. I have been sent to abide with you forever. The blood is continually available for you. It never loses its power to cleanse. The blood will never fail you. The blood will never lose its power to cleanse you and keep you in fellowship with me, says the Spirit of Grace. I am the friend who has seen you at your worst, yet I still love you. I cannot be shocked. I cannot be surprised. I can be pleased and I can be grieved. But my fellowship with you is not so fragile that I would break off that fellowship when I see your failings. You have earthly friends who love you more than that. Think you not that I love you more than those. I am the master teacher. I am fully aware of the value of repeating the same things again in different ways to make sure that your mind grasps hold of the truths that I bring to you. Therefore I say unto you again, the next tree that must fall is lack of awareness. Give the utmost attention and place the highest priority on becoming fully aware at all times that I am with you. In that awareness you will find my counsel. In that awareness you will find my gifts. In that awareness you will partake of my strength. In that awareness you will partake of my love. Forget not my instruction that the lack of awareness is the next tree that must fall. Above all else that you do, even regarding those things of administration, place the highest priority on becoming aware continually that I am with you. This is the most necessary thing in your life, says the Lord, not the solving of the carnal pressures. Again I say, as you become fully aware of my presence, all of the carnal things shall come into balance, and they shall be handled according to my wisdom, not the wisdom of man. This I promise you, says the Spirit of grace.